he had a scheduled.
Good morning. This is Manufactured Housing Committee meeting regular scheduled August 31st, 2016 at 9:30 a.m. at the Regulations Licensing Building, 5500 San Antonio Drive Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109. Can we do a call order?
Chairman Naki.
Present.
Vice Chair Christensen.
Present.
Member Erickson.
Here.
Member Keir.
Yes.
Member Sarris.
Here. Can we do an introduction, please, because we have a new member with us? Well, not a member, but...
No, I'm Laura Chavez, and I'm with the Attorney General's Office, and I represent the ward.
My name is Sam Salcedo. I'm with Manufactured Housing and CID.
My name is Bobby Keir. I'm one of the MHD committee members.
And I'm Becky Naki.
Scott Christensen.
Nancy Erickson, committee member.
Chris Starries.
I'm Pat McMurray. I'm the director for Manufactured Housing Division. Jesus Carrasco, who is the administrator for MHD, is not here with us. As I said earlier, HUD had scheduled a conference call with Jesus, representing New Mexico and 31 other states, beginning at 9 o'clock this morning. So he's in that conference call, and I'll be representing his I'll be giving his report as well as mine later. Thank you.
Martha Murillo, MHD Investigations and Enforcement.
And ma'am?
I'm Gloria McNeese, and I'm just here to hear what's going to go on with a disciplinary matter.
Thank you for coming. All right, since we have a roll call, our next on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. Is there a motion for
I'll make approval? A motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Next on the agenda is approval of the minutes of June 10, 2016.
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second it.
And next on the agenda is public comments.
Me?
If you'd like to make one.
Oh, Martha, sure. I'm just here because Alex Aragon from AA Builders was the person that
ma'am?
Contracted with.
Sorry, and can you not discuss about the complaint at this time?
Oh, that's the only thing
okay.
I'm here for.
Thank you. All right, thank
I'm
you.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. Okay, next thing on the agenda is the director's report.
All right, thank
it's
you.
It's all on you.
Thank you, Becky. Chairman Naki, appreciate it. Chairwoman Naki. Good morning, members, and Chairperson Naki. I thank you for the opportunity to come before you this morning and really just let you know what's been happening the last couple of months since our last meeting in June. We've been very busy. MHD's been very busy. The Institute of Building Technology and Safety, IBTS, has conducted an audit just recently at the Karsten Homes plant. It was on August 23rd through the 25th, so 3 days. That has been completed, and we are responding to that review now. We've also received notice as of just yesterday that the IBTS has also scheduled an audit for the Solitaire plant located in Deming, and they scheduled that for September 7th and 8th, which is next week. And then again, the Institute of Building Technology and Safety will be conducting a headquarters audit, where they come into our offices in Santa Fe, they sit with the staff, they review files, they look at processes and things like that, and then perhaps they may come back and visit the plants on the second day or something, I'm not sure. But it is a headquarter audit for us, just to make sure that everything is operating properly. We are really struggling right now performing field inspections in a timely manner. We've had one inspection out on FMLA family leave, he had surgery. He'll be coming back just shortly. We've had another one with an injury on light duty. And so we've been really shifting inspectors around to help cover other areas of the state for our day-to-day inspections above the responsibilities and that we have in the plants. So we are stretched thin right now. You may get some phone calls from some folks saying, hey, I've been waiting a few days for my inspection. But we are aware of that problem. Jesus is working it, I'm working it. We'll just do the best we can. Because of that logistics that we're having right now with two people not being on full duty, I've got to call in to IBTS to see if we can delay the audit in the dibbing plant till October, November, just so that we can catch up on our inspections during the week and then be ready for the audit. We're ready for the audit in dibbing. It's just a matter of we'd like to stretch them out a little bit if possible. So I've got to call in to them and hope to hear back from them this afternoon. We've also had our licensing manager for MHD, Nick Alderate. He resigned his position. He moved on to another agency within the state to better his salary position and his responsibilities as he continues with his career. And so we're covering his responsibilities. The licensing requirements are being taken over and covered temporarily by Sally Galanter, our legal counsel, as well as Amanda Rohrball, our investigation and enforcement manager. And so we have that totally under control and covered. We are going to be advertising his position immediately and filling that position as MHD licensing manager. What I hope to do is bring someone on board that will take that responsibility immediately and then work them in alongside Andy Dalmy, who's my licensing manager for CID, who's looking at retirement within a period of time in the next year or so, and have that person be mentored by Andy and then move into a position and have both licensing responsibilities under one person and one staff member. So that's long-term planning, but we will be filling Nick's position as soon as possible. The other thing that he did for MHD was the distribution and ordering of the labels and all of that that we give to the plants to make sure that stays on track. We've come up with some new processes to better facilitate that, I believe. And Mary James, who's in our office now and manages the front counter, does IMPRAs and some other managerial administration tasks, will also be taking over that issuance and distribution of the labels as well. So we'll have someone doing that full time as well. So I think we've covered Nick's responsibilities. I think it'll be seamless as far as just till we get that replaced. I reported in June that we were in the process of having several inspectors in both CID and MHD going through the process of training and testing to become multiple certified. And I just want to finalize that report. That process was completed, and we've had 27 inspectors, a combination of both CID and MHD, pass the test and went through the whole process. And those 27 inspectors now represent 41 certifications. So it really has increased the efficiency of our inspectors in both CID and MHD. And so when an inspector goes out to a site, they can not only look at the general construction, or they can look at electrical and mechanical if they have those certifications. And so we have those that are multiple certified. Before that actually takes place, they have to go through and have 80 hours of field training, writing, shadowing a licensed electrical and mechanical inspector. And so we're in the process of getting that accomplished. But I'm very pleased with the staff. All the inspectors in MHD went through the process. There were 9 and 7 passed. So we had an 80% passing rate in both CID and MHD. And the others can retake and move forward as well with their careers. So it's very exciting and definitely a step forward for us. The Manufactured Housing Annual Convention, which began on June 13th, was held in Albuquerque. It was a great success. One of our employees, Mr. Sam Saucedo, who is here and you know him very well, He's our front counter representative for the Albuquerque office, MHD, and he was recognized by the convention, Mr. Martin Duran, Executive Director of New Mexico Manufactured Housing Authority, for his excellent customer service skills and contributing to the continued success of the New Mexico Manufactured Housing Association and the Manufactured Housing Division for the state of New Mexico. So kudos to Sam, we're very pleased with that, and good job.
Thank
Sam
you.
Does an excellent job in that capacity here for us. He's bilingual, and he is very knowledgeable of all the tasks that are required, and he's very helpful and customer friendly for sure. And his customer service skills are beyond expectations. So again, thanks, Sam. Jesus and I attended the HUD State Administrative Agency, SAA, and the Primary Inspection Agency, PIA, National Meeting for Manufactured Housing Plants in Washington, D.C. on June 14th. I think I told you last time we were going to be doing that. It was very informative, very successful, and we met with representatives from all the states that are providing manufactured housing statewide. With that, I'll stand for questions, comments.
I have a question.
Sure.
Do we have all of our inspectors for MHD?
We have one, and that's been advertised.
Okay.
So we're in the process of filling that position.
Okay. Any more questions? Thank you, Mr. Director.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate the time.
Next on the agenda, the administrator report. Would you like to do that, Mr. Director?
Do what?
The administrator report.
I just combined that in.
He sent me
a report talking about the IBTS and all that he's
okay.
been doing in the plants, and I just incorporated that into mine. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next on the agenda is the committee may enter an executive session to discuss a disciplinary matter listed below, persecuted NMSA 1978, section 1015-1, H1. Is there any motion for that?
No.
Is there a second?
Second.
Can we turn off it?
We need to do a roll call.
Oh, roll call,
yes.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
Chairman Naki?
Here.
Vice Chair Christensen?
Yes.
Member Erickson?
Yes.
Member Keir?
Present.
Member Starries?
Yes.
9:43.
Okay. All right, thank you. Ready just in time.
Ready.
Second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
On number 2, 403, 15, 11, 23 MH, I'd like to move that we refer to the Attorney General's Office for the issuance of an NCA.
Is there a second?
Second.
Aye.
Oh, Sarah, I'm writing my name, I'm sorry. We're all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Section C, 151-150518 MHD. I make a motion that we issue an NCA for failure to re-inspect.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. On item D, 250-14-7-10 MHD, default order on IMM Plumbing and Construction, Manuel Antonio Lopez, revoking the license and following 60-14-19 penalties.
In the amount of $500.
Okay, in the amount of $500.
Is there a second? Chris? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Next on the agenda, the next regular scheduled meeting is October, on the motion, October 14, 2016, at 9:30 a.m. at Construction Industry Office at 5500 San Antonio Drive, Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109, in the conference room. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. A motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Time?